Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah. وَعَلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm deen. Today's topic is company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Firas Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a special servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was from amongst Ashab-i-Suffa. He says, I used to be in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I used to bring water for wudu of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for other needs. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, and on that day the generosity, the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was overwhelming, and he said, oh Rabia, ask whatever you want to ask. I submitted, Ya Rasulullah, I want your company in the Jannat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anything else? I said, only this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then in your matter, help me with kathrat of sujood, means with abundance of prostration. In this hadith mubarakah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said to Hazrat Rabi'a bin Ka'b that ask whatever you want to ask. Ulama ikram have explained this in their work, in their shuruhat. Hazrat Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Rabi'a, ask whatever you want to ask, which means that tell me your need and I will fulfill your need. Allama Ibn Hajar Haytami alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi, he writes that you have served me, and in return with that service I want to give you a gift, because this is befitting to the generous people, that whoever serves them, they reward them. And there's nobody who's more generous than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, this hadith mubarakah explains very clearly that for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say unconditionally that ask whatever you want to ask, it is understood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the treasures of this dunya and the hereafter, earth and the heaven, to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for this reason, our scholars, our a'imma, they have said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given the power, he has been given ikhtiyar, that whatever he wants to grant to whomsoever, he can do so. Hazrat Khuzaima bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his evidence was regarded equal to two men. And Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Atiya radiallahu ta'ala anha was granted permission to mourn for a particular family, even though the mourning is not allowed, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is powerful, he is ba ikhtiyar, so he can grant permission and exempt someone from certain rule. Allama Nawawi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says that Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has this authority that he can exempt someone from a general law. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted permission to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Barda bin Niyar and several other people to slaughter 6 month old goat for qurbani, whereas the general law is that the goat must be 1 year of age, it must be 1 year old. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the authority to exempt someone from certain general law. It is mentioned in Lama'at that for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say unconditionally that ask from me whatever you want to ask, is understood from here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the power to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give anything to anyone from his treasures. And also this ikhtiyar and power is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whatever he wishes he can grant to any particular exclusive person. So in other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such a river that it does not have end or it does not have bank. It is so wide and so vast. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that Sarkar Namdar Madine ke Tajdar sallallahu alaihi wasallam said mutlaqan, unconditional, ask whatever you want to ask. He did not put any condition. From here we understand that everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that to whomsoever he grants whatever he wishes with the permission of Allah azza wa jal, jahan bani ata kar dein, bhari jannat hiba kar dein, nabi mukhtar kul hain, jisko jo chahein ata kar dein. Mufassir shahir, muhaddith kabir, hakim ul ummat, mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi explains the meaning of murafaqat. It means that Ya Rasulullah, keep me with you in Jannat. like the king keeps his special servants close to him in the fort. So in the same way, he requested that, Ya Rasulullah, keep me with you because I'm your special servant. Hafiz Qadi Abul Fadl Iyad Rahmatullah Ta'ala says that when Hazrat Rabi'ah bin Ka'b asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding company in Jannat, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ask something else if you want. Hazrat Rabi'ah bin Ka'b said, this is enough, oh, only this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, kathrate sujood, abundance of prostration, you will get close to me and there will be increase in your daraja, in your status. So you will get close to me while in the Jannat. But your status will not become equal to my status. And no doubt, sajda is a cause of qurb, nearness, and it's a cause of increase in status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, wasjud waqtarib, prostrate and get close to us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the bondsman prostrates, he keeps making sajda, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases him in status. In this hadith mubarakah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hazrat Rabi'ah bin Ka'b that if you want my company in the Jannat, then you must help me on your matter by doing more and more sajdas and go against the desires of your nafs. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put this condition? Allama Tibi alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi, he says, if you ponder upon this in both things, that company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and abundance of prostration, you will understand a secret. And that secret is that if any person wants the rifaqat, the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he cannot attain that rifaqat without the qurb of Allah azza wa jal. That is kathrati sujood, abundance of prostration. And whoever wants the qurb of Allah azza wa jal, the nearness of Allah azza wa jal, he cannot get that without the nearness of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says himself in Quran Kareem, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. O beloved, say that, O people, if you keep Allah as your friend, if you love Allah, so become my followers, follow me, Allah will love you. Allah Azza wa Jal kept the ittiba, the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, between two loves. The love of bondsmen for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's love for the bondsmen. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, in this hadith apparently it looks that Hazrat Sayyidina Rabi'ah bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked one thing only, and that was the company in Jannat. But in fact, he
has asked many things. If you ponder upon it, you will realize. As Mufassir Shahir, Muhaddith Kabir, Hakim ul Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi says, that Hazrat Rabia bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked following things from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked Khatma, end on Iman, and he asked success in the accountability of Qabr, the Hisab of Qabr. He asked that his amal, his deeds be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to cross the bridge of Sirat with khair, with goodness, without any trouble. And he asked the fadl of Allah, because Jannat is attained with the fadl of Allah. And he asked increase in status. So all these things, Sahabi Rasul Hazrat Rabia bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted him. Therefore, we can ask from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Iman, wealth, children, honor, Jannat, etc. This asking and begging from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sunnat of Sahaba Ikram. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extremely powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the keys for the treasures of this earth. Any treasure that is in this earth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opens the lock of that treasure, and then people enjoy the riches of that treasure. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been sent as Jawami'ul Kalim, which means that my words are very comprehensive, and I have been helped with awesomeness. And in one night I was sleeping, the keys of the treasures of this earth were brought to me and were handed over in my hands, or handed over to me. So this tells us that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ba-ikhtiyar, is powerful, and his distribution is very vast, beyond our estimation and understanding. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports a beautiful incident that happened. A person came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he submitted, Ya Rasulullah, I am destroyed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what have destroyed you? He said, in the state of fasting, I had intercourse with my wife. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you own any slave that you can set him free as kafara? He submitted, no. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, can you keep fast of 2 months consecutively, one after the other? He said, no, Ya Rasulullah, I don't have the power to do that. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, can you feed 60 destitutes, poor people? He said, no, Ya Rasulullah, I don't have that kind of wealth. Then after a while, somebody brought a bucket of dates. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this person the dates and said, go and distribute, make as sadaqah amongst the poor people. He said, there is nobody in one end to the other end of Medina who's more poorer than me, who is more destitute than me. After hearing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled so much that his blessed teeth were visible. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go and feed this to your family, to your children. Subhanallah. From this discourse we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam such power upon his treasures that he can give anything to whomsoever he desires. And we learn that Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the grant of Allah azza wa jal, is Maliko Mukhtar. He is powerful. He has authority. Even in Ahkam-e-Shariat, he can exclude an individual, a special person, from general law. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is granted kingdom in the dunya and in the hereafter. Jannat and all the ni'mats in Jannat is a small portion of the grant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a station in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be in Jannat. No Nabi will be in that place. So non-Nabi definitely cannot be at that place. So understanding of Hazrat Rabia asking, give me company in Jannat, it is to be in the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we learn that Jannat is attained with the fadl and karam of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, ibadat, worship, and abundance of prostration are a cause and a reason to attain the nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal and for the increase of status. And we also learn that the qurb of Allah Azza wa Jal and the qurb of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are inseparable. So you cannot get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are not close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you cannot get close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam if you are not close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, we must try our level best to get close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by following his sunnah, by doing lots of worship and sajdas. So that means that besides the fard salats, we should do nawafil. So that would increase our sajdas, our prostrations. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do more and more ibadat and follow sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we can attain his nearness, his qurb, and that will be the reason to be in the qurb of Allah azza wa jal. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam.